So that's when I met him.
So you went, did like a Euro trip or something?
Yeah.
Or,
so I went up to Interrail, I guess it was called. I went up to Amsterdam and then down through Belgium, Luxembourg, to France, and that's where I met Rob. Huh.
So how did that happen? So you said you met him
in Paris, in the underground, in the metro.
So where were you going, and were you going?
We were both going to the south of France, I think.
It was November, and real Paris November weather, and none of Northern Europe looked very appealing.
So we went on the train, and then we stayed in the south of France and went down through Spain and Morocco and then back to Vienna.
And how did you meet? Who started to?
I guess I started to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I first thought he was French, but then he was talking to people and it sounded like English.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, there's somebody I can talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were trying to figure out how to get to Gare du Sud, I think.
Yeah, to the train station, and I also was trying to figure out, because I didn't have any French money, and it was the 1st of November, and all the banks were closed, so I was trying to figure out, I thought, oh, well, maybe he knows some bank that's open where I can get my money exchanged.
Then you spent time in south of France?
Yeah.
Well, I think we went opposite directions, and then we met again on the train, didn't we? Wasn't that?
Well, we went for an hour or two opposite directions where you were, and then I saw you sitting there again, and we happened to go on the same train, and the rest is history. So, yeah, and we stayed in the youth hostel in Sète, was it?
Sète, and I think Narbonne as well.
Yeah. And then went down to Madrid. Oh, no, Barcelona, Madrid.
Barcelona, and then Madrid.
And Granada.
Granada.
And then down, there's another story. We went on, after Granada, we went on the train again, and he had forgotten your money belt in the hotel.
Yeah, it was only traveler's check, so it was no big deal.
But he went back to get his money, and there I was with all his suitcase and stuff. And going on the train down, well, we knew where we were going, but so... So I waited for him in the train station in Algeciras, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And waited with his luggage and until he caught up with me.
Cool.
Guess it was meant to be.
Yeah, I got rubbished on the train by a bunch of Brits. Oh, some bird nicked his gear. Down when you were at the train station with the bag.
did you ever like think about Canada before you met?
Well, since my aunt lived in Canada, it always was kind of on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole popular culture at the time, you know, was sort of North America was the place to be, I guess. And so that was always on the radar, even when I was little.
What was the impression you had of Canada, sort of growing up? What, if you thought of Canada, what did you think?
I thought of my aunt living there. I didn't really know too much about Canada. I knew that it was way bigger than anything there. But really, I didn't really have a sense of how big it was, being from a very small place. And yeah, I didn't really know that much about Canada, but it sort of had a mystique about it.
What can you describe the mystique?
Just some place very far away and different.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know how different or what it would be like.
Mm-hmm. So you'd travel together, and then did you split up at some point then?
Yeah,
to go
he
different ways?
We stayed a bit in Vienna, actually just 2 days, right? And then Rob went to England to stay with his brother who was working there at the time. And I stayed in Vienna, and we wrote letters for a while, and I decided to come here and visit, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came down at Easter that year.
Oh yeah, you came and visited at Easter. I had forgotten when it snowed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that time we visited in
Beitensfeld, yeah. And he had hair down to here. Went over really well in Wales.
Did they not have hippies there?
No. It was sort of a hippie, but not really.
What did your parents think or your family about him? And
well, my mom really liked him, you know. And my dad was a little suspicious.
And remained so ever after.
Well, he didn't want me to leave, right?
Mm, okay.
And I think that was the big motivator. He knew that, he even said, oh, what about this guy, you know? At least he's in Munich, it's not that far away. And he really tried to talk me out of it. But I did everything different than he wanted me to do, so.
What did he say? Most people have Heimweh, and Evelyn has
family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.